Thank you. First, I want to congratulate Marlene and her team for quite a piece of work. I think it's helpful for us to kind of reflect on how far we have come in terms of even having a draft, given how long this has been on the agenda and how difficult this work is to try to find the right balance, which is a delicate balance. And so I commend you for the work towards, I think, coming to that delegate balance that will be needed for an approved document. One general comment, is it intended that anything that's recognized in these guidelines would, and I guess going back to a comment that Tizia made, be subject to any agreement like a tax treaty or other agreement that's in place between the two countries, and it would be assumed that that would have to be respected, and anything here is just talking about something that would go beyond that, is one question. And then a couple of more particular questions. I wondered if in guideline 3, it might be helpful to clarify that I think in general, and specifically we're talking about employees of the donor country. I think it makes reference only to donor country, but I'm not sure if we're thinking beyond kind of employees. And then on the side of, if we're moving towards a situation where we're proposing that there should be fewer exemptions, could it be helpful in guideline 8 and then in paragraph 50, which is in reference to guideline 7 and 9, that there is recognition that one, the recipient country should provide clear guidance on reporting obligations when things are taxable, and that if the system provided is a refund or other, that refunds should be provided promptly in connection with the ODA projects. And then two additional small comments. In paragraph 39, it seems to me a very difficult standard to suggest that the donor country should make sure that any private sector people involved in the project are aware that any tax exemption does not extend to them. I might suggest language such as advise other parties as to the limit of the exception. And a last small comment, and I think it goes to the issue of transparency, where it seems like there's a fair bit of support. I just wasn't sure in paragraph 59 if the footnote 14 was particularly helpful. Footnote 14, when it's talking about the taxes to which exceptions might apply, it's footnoting the model convention and the list of taxes. Given that the model convention generally only covers taxes on income and capital, I just wonder if it's perhaps a little bit misleading, because I think often in this area of ODA, we would be talking about taxes that go beyond what are covered by a tax treaty. Thank you.